TV.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, April 10th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. George up in Sheboygan. I agree, Randy. I don't think they're going to be able to work out the budget differences. Absolutely, absolutely will not be able to work it out. Government may end up having to shut down as long as the Republicans stay strong. Absolutely agree. One of the things that we're looking at, you have to understand that this process is going to be probably, I'm going to say, played out after Labor Day. I don't think they're going to come to anywhere near an agreement before the summer break. I think 4th of July will come and go. They will have the summer off. And then after Labor Day, they'll get back into session and realize the clock is ticking. They might end up pulling a few all-nighters. But come the stroke of midnight, September 30th this year, this current budget stops. It ends. And unless they adopt the Republicans' continuing resolution of $20 billion to keep the government open, I think this is going to be probably something that could happen. If they don't adopt that continuing resolution, the government shuts down. And of course, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Senate Democrats are going to blame the Republicans in the House. The Republicans in the House are going to blame Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Senate Democrats. This will be a partisan war. And I got to believe that based on the current tone of the country, the people of the state of Michigan are going to hold Whitmer and the Democrats in the Senate responsible. With the amount of funding that's being cut in Washington, the things that are happening there, I think people in Michigan are expecting the same thing. We need less spending in Lansing. We don't need more taxes. We need cuts. And if you guys aren't going to do it, well, then guess what? You're going to pay for it next year in 2026 election. It's that simple. Because if you stop and think about this, folks, 40% increase in our budget since Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been the governor of the state of Michigan. 40% increase. In 6 years. Folks, that's insanity. That is absolutely nuts. Now, a lot of it came from federal dollars they got from Washington, D.C. But instead of saving some of that money, Democrats spent it. $9 billion in reserve. Yeah, $9 billion in reserve, and they spent every single penny. So this is something that I think needs to happen, and I think the Republicans in the House are going to basically hold the governor and the Senate Democrats responsible. That's my opinion. I think that's the way it's going to happen. So one of the things that you have to understand, this process is going to be painstaking and will take a while for them to work it out. If they don't, government could shut down. It's that simple. Moving on to this other story that caught my eye, and this is kind of interesting. Back and forth, candidates considering running for the U.S. Senate. Well, different approaches being taken by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, as well as Attorney General Dana Nessel, in their handling of President Donald Trump. Whitmer is attempting to work with the president, trying to get him to scale back his tariffs on the auto industry, as well as attempting to seek fair trade deals with other countries. Meanwhile, Attorney General Dana Nessel sees Donald Trump as exceeding his authority all over the place, with his Department of Government Efficiency, as well as all these executive orders. So where does Democratic U.S. Senate candidate, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, stand on all of this? Well, suffice it to say, she did not bring up the issue while on Off the Record last week, but the reporter panel did. Is the governor taking the right course by trying to find common ground with the Republican president, she was asked? Well, McMorrow says, I think the governor has to. And honestly, I don't envy the position that she's in. However, the state senator suggests that all you have to do is look at the mess up north, created by one of the worst springtime ice storms in the state's history, with 9 counties still trying to get back to normal with the help of the Michigan National Guard. McMorrow noted that the governor needs disaster relief dollars from the president, who has a propensity to get even with those who oppose him or have opposed him in the past on his policies. A conundrum for the governor? Absolutely. If she stands up and says anything that may get her flowers from the Democratic base, that is something we all celebrate. But then President Trump could deny our state millions of dollars just because she spoke out. So I believe she's in a really tough spot to be able to use her voice to stand up in a way that she needs to stand up and speak out, but does not do something unintentionally that would inflict harm on the residents of the state of Michigan. So then McMorrow was asked, does this mean that the attorney general has got this one wrong? McMorrow came back, no. She's doing what her role is. As the attorney general, top law enforcement officer, if she believes that Donald Trump is doing something wrong, she needs to go after him. Well, the panel said, but however, you can't have it both ways. McMorrow argued, she goes, yes, you can. You have to understand there's different roles for the governor as well as the attorney general. And I think both of them are doing exactly what their roles are calling for. So, one hand, you got the governor in the Oval Office yesterday trying to play nice with the president, knowing full well that we need federal disaster relief up here in northern Michigan. The amount of money that this is going to cost our co-ops, our electric co-ops in northern Michigan, as well as our counties. I know Cliff Tolini is over there in Presque Isle County doing everything he can to help. I know that Gaylord, Otsego County, had a lot of issues that they were dealing with as well. And guess what? At this point, we do not see money coming yet from Donald Trump. FEMA, whatever agency that could send us the money, I haven't heard any discussions of that at all. And that included yesterday's visit by the governor and the Speaker of the House while in the Oval Office. I know Whitmer had mentioned that she was going to ask the president to come to Michigan to see the devastation, but did not hear any mention of it yesterday while they were there. So we'll see where this goes. But as far as the U.S. Senate Democratic candidate, McMorrow, she's saying that they are absolutely doing what their roles call them to do. Well, when your attorney general is joining other attorney generals in tying Trump up in courts, going to put a bad taste in his mouth for Michigan. And it's kind of interesting, too, all these appellate courts and even the Supreme Court overturning these federal district court injunctions. He can, in fact, deport these gang members out of the country using the 1798 Alien Act that was passed back then. Well, guess what? He also got another victory yesterday late afternoon. They ruled that he can, in fact, fire federal employees. Lower district judge said he couldn't and he had to bring those workers back. Well, Donald Trump appealed it and he won. He is lowering the size of these bureaucratic agencies. They are definitely getting rid of a lot of these federal employees to save the government money. And the courts are backing him up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-231-231. 533-6489, or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Couple of text messages, comments coming in. Randy, I agree. The state government needs to make cuts. Question is whether Governor Gretchen Whitmer will sign it. Well, bottom line, if she doesn't sign it, the government shuts down. I think if it gets passed in the House, sent to the Senate, they pass it in the Senate, I don't think the governor's going to have any choice but to sign it. Is that going to be good for our economy? Is that going to be good for the taxpayers of the state of Michigan? Is it going to be good for our counties? Local revenue sharing coming from Lansing. I believe this is exactly the reason why you need to get involved in collecting signatures for Axe My Tax. There's county chairs set up across the entire state of Michigan. You need to go to the website axmitax.org. Go down to the bottom and volunteer. Fill out your information. Put you in touch with a county captain, get a few sheets, start collecting signatures. Carla Wagner started this second petition drive on April 1st, and it's going. It's full game on right now. The sheets are out there. Tom Curtis, Karen Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing, they have sheets available for you to come pick up there in Petoskey. I have sheets here in Antrim County. There's county captains everywhere. She's been getting the sheets out there. We are back on. Why do we have to eliminate property taxes in Michigan? Very, very, very simple. Very simple. We do it because we want our money to be kept in our bank account, not sent to Lansing, then they mismanage it there and then send us scraps back to our local counties in the form of revenue sharing. We need a complete overhaul on how we fund government in Lansing, how we fund government at our local levels. And this effort is going to bring back the money to the counties, keep the money in the counties, and let us decide how we fund things in our county. Again, you have to remember, folks, there are only three things that the state, per our state constitution, has to fund. Three. Schools, prisons, and roads. That's it. All this other garbage, all this other stuff that they have been spending money on needs to be eliminated. The money needs to go back to the local counties. The local counties can then decide how they spend the money in their counties, in their townships. We've got a park here in Torch Lake, Torch Lake Township, Barnes Park. It needs a new parking lot. It needs new asphalt. Our local township is fixing it. We're not asking money from Lansing. We're not even asking money from the Road Commission here in Antrim County. We're doing it locally. That's the way it needs to be done. And if they don't fix this budget issue that they're coming up with, that they're facing a deadline midnight on September 30th, it's just another example that we need to do a complete overhaul on how we fund government in the state of Michigan. So again, I highly, highly ask that you go to the website xmytax.org, sign up to be a volunteer, get a few sheets, help us collect the signatures. On the petition sheet, it's only 10 signatures. If every single one of us did 2 sheets, 20 signatures, and mailed them back in, we could get this done here in a few months. We wouldn't have to go all the way through the rest of the spring, summer, and the beginning of the fall, September, to get this done. We could bang this out within a month or two. So again, I highly ask you to go to xmytax.org and sign up to be a volunteer. Lastly, real quick, Sheboygan County Republicans have postponed their Reagan Day dinner because of the power outages, people not having power, people not having internet. Sales are way down. They're not going to hold it on Saturday, May 3rd. It's going to be postponed to later this fall. More details will be coming, but no Reagan Day dinner on Saturday, May 3rd for the Sheboygan County Republicans. It's going to be postponed to the fall. If you'd like the link to Ax My Tax, just text me Ax, A-X, and I'll send it to you. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
During retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008, I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything.